there's where we start out is not where we end up, because we as a company and as CEO of PJ Woodlands, it is my philosophy and my strategy that we as partners become vertically integrated. And what that means is that we ultimately want to produce our own wood fiber. So the timeline right now is, if we were to have everything in place and we order the equipment by the end of March, let's say that, it takes 8 months to manufacture the equipment. So the equipment, about two-thirds of the equipment cost is spent in Milan, Italy, buying the extruder. The rest of the equipment cost is sourced from the United States. And that's primarily materials handling equipment, silos, that type of thing. Vacuum pumps, chillers, things like that that are made in America. Only the extruder is made overseas. But on February 1st, when we turn this equipment on, we are going to be buying the wood fiber from a wood fiber manufacturer. And there are several. So we are going to be buying clean, dry, meaning 6% moisture content, wood fiber. And we buy it in 2,000-pound bags, what are called super sacks or Gaylord bags. So these are large bags that come on the back of a truck or on a rail. And just like the plastic to start out is virgin plastic. We're going to buy that from one of the plastics manufacturers. And so we've got two trucks pull into the parking lot. One unloads clean, dry wood fiber. The other unloads little pellets of number two plastic, milk jug plastic, if you will. Now, once we're up and running and we're starting to sell product, we reinvest the money that we're making into a wood fiber manufacturing process. And we've fully engineered this already. This is not new technology. It's done by others, but we should do it for ourselves. Here's why. Buying that wood fiber today from a wood fiber manufacturer costs 18 cents a pound delivered, and that's coming from the Midwest. It'll be cheaper if we can buy that same wood fiber from California or from Oregon or from Idaho. It'll be cheaper because the transportation cost will be less. But ultimately, we want to manufacture our own wood fiber from the resources that are here in the Hoopa Valley, from your forest. Hoopa Valley should be very proud of the fact that you've been certified by the Rainforest Alliance as a smart forest. That's a huge testament to the resource management that exists within Hoopa Valley, within the Hoopa Valley tribe. And so we want to complement and support those activities that led you to becoming a smart forest by the Rainforest Alliance. And how do we do that? Well, we do that by working with your foresters who work with your loggers, who work with your sawmill to make lumber out of the trees that you own. And so what will happen in the next few years, phase two, if I may, would look like this. The loggers are in the forest. They don't want to take the old growth forest. Those are the trees they want to protect. Am I correct about that?
Yes.
Okay. So it's the small diameter trees that end up drinking or transpiring a lot of the water resources that lead to bugs and disease that destroy many forests, particularly in where I'm from in the Southwest. We have the bark beetle and other types of insects that, when you have a weak forest, it gives these insects an opportunity to take over and invasive species to come in and crowd out your old growth forests and weaken them. So when you take out those invasive species or the understory the brush, so to speak, of these invasive species and the small diameter trees. What happens now is your loggers go in, they take the trees, they take the tops off, they take the branches off, and they debark it, and they bring the core or the trunk in, and they turn that into lumber. And when they turn it into lumber, you have sawdust fines that end up piling up at your sawmill. And how we fit into that is we would be working in the field, meaning we would be harvesting the tops, the branches, the bark, the berries, the needles, the leaves, all of the stuff that your sawmill doesn't want ends up being turned into fiber. So you take all that waste wood and you put it through a hammer mill, which means you turn it into, you crush it down into fibers, you dry it, you screen it so that you get the size that you want, you dry it again, and then now we're producing our own fiber. And when we produce our own fiber, we can do that for about a nickel a pound instead of 18 cents a pound. Well, that goes right to the bottom line. So instead of it costing us $1.12, you know, we just saved 12 cents or 13 cents a pound. And we're using tons of this material an hour. So all of a sudden, you begin to see these tremendous cost savings on the bottom line of the company that flow back to the owners of the company, which include the tribe. And you begin to take that waste out of the forest. And so when we talk about Altree and the environment, all we can really talk about are the benefits to the environment, because we're working with your forest people to help protect your forest. Now, let's take the other side of that coin, which is the other raw material, which is the plastic. In America, unlike Europe, America is not good at recycling plastics and its waste. And America has not evolved enough so that you have, I mean, and California's much better than the rest of America, I can tell you that, in terms of recycling. But once number two plastic has a home, and it can be sorted out separately. And this is what we did in Mountain Air, New Mexico, in our pilot plant. We got all of the milk jugs from the school district. So every week they would show up with a truckload of milk jugs in plastic trash bags that we would run through a grinder and mix with our own wood fiber that we were making in-house, and we were making Altree for samples to be tested. And that's how we got into the BioPreferred program. So ultimately, what I can envision is us working closely with your foresters and your loggers and your sawmill, working closely with your waste management people to develop a way to sort the number two plastic from your other waste material. Once that's sort of ingrained in the community and into the family and into the household, and people know that they need to separate that number two plastic from other types of plastic and their other waste that's thrown out every week, we can begin to have a positive environmental impact. That means less plastics going into the landfill or getting dumped into the ocean. So Altree can add value to your forest management program. It can ultimately add value to your waste management disposal systems. We are all about reducing greenhouse gases. Okay, that is people. Some people, you know, you can take whatever side of the argument you would like. There is no climate change. There is no global warming, or there is. To me, it doesn't matter. If we can stop putting carbon black into the atmosphere, then we are doing the right thing. And so my position is not political. It is very simply environmental.
I have to make a station ID at this point. Top of the hour, we're supposed to say, you're listening to KIDE Hoopa. And we're coming to you from Studio 91, and we're talking with the representatives and the CEOs of Altree, and we've got the tribal chairman and other guests here, and we'll have a discussion. You were talking about the emissions, and I would agree. You know, the number two plastics that you're talking about that you're drinking out of right now, you know, that's safe. How it's sitting there is safe. But there have been other studies that have been done that show that there is also an endosterine activity when that plastic that has that water in it, it is released into that water. If it gets, it sits in the sun, if it's heated, if it's microwave, that's why they say don't put this in the microwave. You get these plastic containers, don't put it in the microwave. Well, that's why they have that mm-hmm. warning. And that's not at the burning level. It could also happen at room temperature. And so that's why I very rarely drink out of a plastic bottle.
Well, that's a very good point, Joe, and I'm glad you brought that up. What I have in my hand is let's see here, 16-ounce Crystal Geyser sparkling spring water, and this is not number two plastic.
Okay.
The number two plastic is characterized by its kind of milky, picture the milk jug.
I'm just saying that, yeah. The point is that I agree you're not going to have the black plastic that you were in. The picture that you were, mm-hmm. you made in our minds. But it's still going to have to be melted, mm-hmm. which has to be at a much lower temperature.
Yes, it's at the lowest temperature required to melt it. And that's low enough that there's no off-gassing. If you put a pound in, you get exactly a pound out. You don't get 99.9996% out. It's some of that, none of that is turned into a noxious or toxic fume. None of it, zero.
And there's no endosterine activity involved in this.
I'm not even sure what that word means. I'm sorry.
Well, it has to do with the ingestion and the effects of the endosterine that would, the chemical actions that actually we experience from digesting, and it makes mutational changes in mammals, infants,
We're not suggesting it's going to be ingested, are we?
No, we're not going to. It's still going to be. No, I don't think I am.
Let me back up and just. Let me address your point there about being ingested. One of the biggest problems the United States Forest Service has with their road signs is they make them out of MDF and MDO and HDO, which is called high density overlay or medium density overlay, or press board like plywood. They use a particular type of adhesive. It's like a glue.
Yes, that's why you can't burn them.
Well, what happens in the forest is the porcupines eat them. So correct. The shelf life of a U.S. Forest Service sign is somewhere between 6 and 9 months, depending on what altitude it is. And when we've had Altree in the forest for over 15 years in virtually every national forest as a test, and our signs are still intact and still in place. So, Joe, I think if you're trying to suggest that just the mere fact of having the presence of plastic in the Hoopa Valley is dangerous is akin to saying that you should not pour your children milk out of a milk jug. And that's about all I can say about that.
Well, I think I would almost agree with that.
Okay. And let me make a personal comment about because you've really touched on, I think this is important for your listeners to because this has been the feedback that, or pushback, I would say, that I've heard is, well, can this cause cancer? Can this process in some way damage my air, my land, my water, my family, my body? I'm a cancer survivor myself. When I was 9 years old, I was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. I was a child. Survival rate then was 4%. Everyone in my ward, in the cancer ward for terminally ill children, died. I'm an exception. My mother died of breast cancer. And so I am highly attuned to the havoc wreaked by cancer-causing activities. I myself, being a survivor, would never put my life and my body in a position where I could potentially poison myself, nor would I ever do that to anybody else, being having the experience I've had personally. So so with that said, I would like to, Chairman, if this is okay with you, I'd sort of like to talk a little bit while we still have time about how Altri can be used beside the applications that we've already spoke of.
Yeah, absolutely. Feel free.
So I've shared with everyone that what we make is a simple product. It's a sheet. It's a 4x8 sheet of different thicknesses, but it can also be used and extruded in different profiles. And you mentioned Trex earlier. I'd like to go back to that. Many people have heard of Trex or Forever Grain, or you may even have a deck at your home that is not wood, but it's a wood plastic composite. Well, again, wood plastic composites have been around for a long, long, long time. And the wood plastic composite industry is a massive multi-billion dollar industry. And companies like Trex have succeeded with setbacks in terms of how they've manufactured their product. We do not intend to compete with companies like Trex in the decking business, because there are many, many companies that have perfected the wood plastic composite deck. That doesn't mean down the road we wouldn't potentially look at it, but we're interested in using our product because no one's ever been able to make a wood plastic composite sheet before in the size and format that we make it. We see it also as a building product. So using it as flooring or subflooring, and for those of you that are in the construction industry, you've heard of backer board that's made out of concrete and fiberglass. Well, Altri is a much less expensive, clean, green substitute for that type of application. Altri can be used for furniture, can be used to make furniture. It can be, instead of using MDF or press board to make inexpensive furniture, Altri has a very, very, very long life. And it can also be used as components for making shipping pallets. We had our product tested by a company that Walmart uses to buy their shipping pallets. And so we made some structural components and passed all the tests, and actually received a purchase order for $2.1 million. We were not able to fulfill because we didn't have our plant up and running. It can also be used as an insulation and a noise barrier. So there's many things that that Altri can be used for besides road signs. You mentioned international applications as well, Chairman. You mentioned India specifically, and I think you're referring to a conversation we had about an experience I had at the Hannover Messe trade show in Hannover, Germany, in April of 2016. I took Altri and introduced it to the international market, and it was widely received as being a new, wonderful, green product. As soon as the Europeans hear and even the Asian countries here, that you have a green product, they're interested in it, then they want to know what it is. And so the here's an example of one conversation that we're having currently with the country of India. India has a sanitation problem in their rural communities. They do not have proper hygiene and sanitation facilities and infrastructure like we do in America, and we do in, and exist in Western Europe and even most of Eastern Europe. But in Asia and Southeast Asia and India particularly, the villages that are, you know, you're talking about a billion plus people living in small, many hundreds or thousands, tens of thousands of small villages, they don't have infrastructure for sanitation. So the country of India approached us about using AllTree to build 1 million outhouses. So we wouldn't provide the actual toilet facility, but we would provide the structure, the walls. And why? Because AllTree is mold and mildew resistant, because it does not absorb water. It's been through all kinds of testing, and I think we should cover that while we still have time, what types of testing we've done and what are we doing currently. But that's an example where AllTree can be used as a building product, and it can be used to save an environment that is rapidly being destroyed by overpopulation and underdevelopment in third world countries. And there are parts of America that can benefit as well. So being mold resistant, being insect and animal resistant, having a 20-year life. Another interesting and I think pretty awesome quality about our product is that it holds nails and screws better than regular wood does. I want you to picture this. You take a drill and you drive a screw into a piece of lumber, okay? And let's say you're making shipping pallets. Well, over time, those pallets are getting shaken around. They're being lifted and moved by forklifts and on and off trucks, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that moving around of those wood components eventually begin to push that screw or that nail out. That was Walmart's problem. Their nails and screws were coming out of their shipping pallets and poking holes in the dog food and the pet food and the vegetable oil and whatever it is they were shipping on that pallet. So when you drive a nail or a screw into a piece of AllTree, it has a much stronger grip because that sudden friction, which slightly heats up that wood plastic composite, when it cools, it hardens again. And so that holding resistant is a positive benefit when we talk about construction and using it as a building product.
Okay, we only have it looks like about 10 minutes. We'll probably go long. I don't see that's going to be a problem. A couple of things we want to touch on, and again, just want to remind everybody that we will have a public meeting on Sunday at the neighborhood facilities, 10 a.m. until we hope to be finished by 1. I know Tony and the gentleman from Italy have to catch a flight, but we can continue the discussion in other areas, certainly if people are there and want some additional questions answered. What I would hope to touch on here is again, the testing, I think, 3M, because we talked about the road signs and the ability for them the ability for AllTree to sort of act as a piece of aluminum and the extensive testing that you have gone through. Also, we want to touch on the timeline of you know, the agreement is in place tomorrow, what that's going to look like as well. If we could hit on some of the financial side of things and kind of address what that's going to look like. Again, we don't necessarily have to go into much detail, considering that we have the meeting on Sunday. We can, you know, get further into that. And there were also a few questions that did come in via Facebook that
my recommendation is that we pick those questions up at the public meeting. That, again, will be actually aired live, and there'll be an opportunity for folks to participate then as well. But in consideration of time, again, we'd said 7:30. It's 7:25 now. We can go longer. It's not a real big deal. If you can touch on the testing now, Tony, that the product has gone through, and then shift into the timeline, that would be great.
Okay, let me start with the testing. As I mentioned earlier, we've had all three prototypes in the field for over 15 years, and continue to get annual reports on that. We've been tested extensively by the United States Forest Service Forest Products Laboratory in Madison, Wisconsin, where the product was initially really designed and tested using Forest Products Laboratory personnel. In fact, our chief scientist has retired from the Forest Products Laboratory. He was there for 22 years. He is an expert. He's a chemical engineer, and he's an expert in woody biomass and forest products. And we're currently this is happening real time right now. We have applied for a grant from the New Mexico Small Business Administration for testing at Sandia National Labs. Sandia and Los Alamos National Labs are two of three or four national labs in America that are run by the federal government, primarily for Department of Energy and Department of Defense type work. They are very, very sophisticated, and we made the final cut to have all three tested by Sandia National Labs, and we will be presenting to a committee on March 16th in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And if we are selected, and we feel pretty confident that we have a good chance of that, we'd be looking at a sizable six-figure grant that would allow Sandia National Labs to take Altree and put it through a whole series of an extensive battery of testing that would qualify Altree under its latest patent, the patent that was issued this week, as a bio-preferred product. And we're going to be doing flame testing, and we will be doing ballistics testing and testing as regards to mechanical and physical properties. And so there is a whole battery of tests that are primarily dictated by the Federal Highway Administration. For Altree to become a roadway guide sign, it has to pass a number of tests. I would guess that there's probably about 40 different tests, and some of those are flame spread, flame ignition, thermal linear expansion, hardness, water absorption, thickness swell, tensile strength. That's even though we're a low-tech manufacturing process, we have to have highly educated engineers helping us to make sure that we meet all of the federal guidelines. And so those are some examples of the tests that we've conducted over the last 20 years, most of them over the last 13 years that I've been involved. And so is that helpful in terms of some of the work that we've done?
Absolutely. If we could transition into the timeline, into the discussion about we had some job discussion earlier, but if you could touch on if the deal is
okay,